My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Guys, we're snoozing on the fact it's Drab T-Shirt's birthday. Happy birthday to Drab T-Shirt.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
happy birthday. Yeah, everyone wish him a happy birthday. He loves it.
I didn't know that.
He's a big fan.
July 31st.
Isn't Valdez's birthday right around Drab's birthday?
Nope.
Oh, yes. It's soon.
When is it?
Definitely soon. I don't know exactly.
Valdez is on Saturday.
Is it really?
Oh, there you go.
It's coming.
So what's that, August 2nd?
3rd.
3rd, sorry.
No, I love my birthday. I don't want people to feel obligated when they see it on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got someone from your freshman ceramics class or something back in with you.
Are me, Drab, and Valdez, I don't know if I'm saying that right. I should be saying like Drab, Valdez, and I. I'll never remember which way is correct to say that. Are we all Leos? We all Team Leo?
Yeah, Team Leo.
Team Leo,
Drab more than one way.
Yeah. He considered himself a poor man's Leo DiCaprio.
There's your birthday gift, Drab.
Very good. Thank you. You're welcome.
Happy birthday.
42 now, Drab?
Yeah, my Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson, yep.
Or as Cake said, Jerry Stackhouse year.
I went with Stackhouse. that's the first 42 that jumped into my brain. I know Jackie Robinson is a more high-profile 42. I understand that. But I went with Stack.
Is Charlie Taylor 42?
I don't know.
How about Nene when he was on the Wizards?
I mean, nobody. Nene's number with the Wizards? Even he doesn't remember his number with the Wizards. Is that a serious
thing? Was he 42?
Yeah, I just looked it up.
42?
I thought in my mind he was 42, but yeah.
Congrats to you. You're the only person on the planet that knows
42.
That. Well done, Mike Marr. Good pull.
What happened to Nate?
My man Ronnie Lott, 42.
He just re-raised me on being obscure with former Wizards numbers. Well done. I didn't think it was possible.
Time does fly. Doesn't seem that long ago that we were doing your 40th birthday at Topgolf.
Yeah, about 2 years ago.
Yep.
Valdez got hammered.
Does Drab have a dinner planned? A special dinner planned tonight?
Interesting.
No.
Nothing?
No.
Nothing on the docket?
Nothing. Not yet.
Midweek birthday.
Yeah.
What's the closest place, decent place to your house that you would go to? Is it Social House?
Social House, Ford's Soho. Fish Shack. I think Ford's. They moved, though.
He's got Glory Days Grill, walking distance.
So much glory, got glory sauce. Days. You can have all the glory sauce. Celebrations? Cake? Cupcakes?
My kids baked me a cake yesterday.
Very nice.
Couldn't keep it in their diapers. Spoiled it day earlier.
Yeah.
Yes, my kids are not in diapers, only at the pool.
Right. Well, that's
any movement on the vacay?
I've gotten we joned on it yesterday, but I think the leader in the clubhouse is Dutch Wonderland.
Dutch Wonderland, really?
Wow. Yeah, okay. Because it's built for like 3 to 5 year olds.
Okay.
It's built for tiny kids. Hershey Park sounds like a nightmare. Lines for every ride, hour long.
Yeah.
Zippy shade, super expensive.
Most of the theme parks, like you mentioned, Great Wolf Lodge, going to be expensive. Theme parks are expensive. I don't know anything about Dutch Wonderland.
Know nothing about it.
Ironically, EB's not here. When he was probably in his teens, the Bickle family used to love to go to the Amish country.
Really?
Now, that's not necessarily Dutch Wonderland.
Oh, they would like take trips just to like...
Yeah, that was like, I think Mr. Bickle was a big fan of it. I might be wrong.
Okay.
Maybe it was a Mrs. Bickle deal, but they used to go to Amish country for a couple of days.
Everybody has their likes and dislikes. They loved going to Amish country.
Where was your family? Did you guys do family vacations? Did you have like a regular family vacation?
Valdez would love it.
Ocean City?
Most of the time, Ocean City trips.
Yeah,
that was kind of the go-to. That was the big family. Now, every once in a while, there was like a Disney World trip, but for the most part,
OC
was the staple.
Yeah. Me too.
Staple go-to.
Mom would take me to Beachmark Hotel.
I don't even remember that spot.
I don't even know if that hotel's... I mean, the hotel's still there. I'm not sure it's called the Beachmark. It was on like 65th.
Right.
68th, maybe 70. It was a motel because you entered from the outside.
Sure. Yeah, motels
are nubs. It wasn't a hotel.
Motels are nubs,
hey, but
for the most part.
Back then, it was probably $25 a night.
Sure.
I went to a quality motel in the Outer Banks, and I walked in and I had to smash 6 or 7 roaches.
I'm guessing you won't make that mistake
again. And there was a pungent smell in the air.
Yeah, it's bad. I'm trying to think the last time I've been to a motel. I can't even recall.
I hope you never go to another motel.
Actually, like some of the lower tier Walt Disney World offerings,
mm-hmm.
they're basically motels.
Right.
I mean, now they're not charging.
You park outside the room.
They're not charging you like they're motels.
Sure.
You're getting charged a VIG because you're staying on the property, which is nonsense, which is crazy. But they're basically
those
motels.
Those are markets. Pop Century and...
But like the All-Star Sports Resort.
Yeah. I stayed there. Yeah, they're nubbers. I mean,
it's nubs. It's kind of nubby. But here's the way I look at it. If I go to Disney, I'm in the park 95% of the day. Like I'm sleeping for a few hours and then I'm out of the room at 7 a.m. the next morning. Like, why would I go big and spend $1,000 a night on a hotel room? That doesn't make any sense.
Dutch Wonderland.
You know what I want for my birthday? I want Sebastian Salazar to give me a winning soccer play. This guy is draining my betting accounts.
And he's a soccer expert.
Not only is he a soccer expert.
Yeah.
He is supposedly a Mexican League soccer expert.
Okay, so he's drilled down on a specialty.
Yeah, I've never seen a guy miss so much in my life in like the last 2 weeks.
Oh.
And he's my guy, and he gave us a couple play earlier for the Copa America.
Yeah.
I swear he's lost like 9 out of 10.
Oh.
Wow.
And I don't even send him to you guys.
Right.
Because you guys would be ready.
Thank you for not sending
him. Well, he's my guy.
He gave you France and U.S.
and
soccer
and
parlay.
That's the one I forgot and left it in my drafts.
Yeah.
And then I tried to make up for it with some Mexican League game last night.
Right. Big loser.
Big loser.
Yep.
Some days I make 20 bets.
Is that from Boardwalk Empire?
Yeah, it is from Boardwalk Empire, which I, by the way, I officially snooze on that. I feel like I should go back and watch.
Great show.
That from the beginning.
It's just a fantastic show.
It's the parts I've seen of it are really good.
Yeah.
Like there's one scene that I remember that sticks out in my brain. If you guys have watched it, you can chime in on this. Didn't they bury some dude like up to his neck in the sand?
Yes.
Some dude just walked up on him and started smashing him in the head with a shovel.
Yeah, I remember
that. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty brutal.
All right, so I know Tony Kornheiser was talking about the Olympics yesterday. I guess specifically about gymnastics. Do we have the audio on this?
Well, it's actually semi-relevant to today's show because you're a big swimmer. Not a big swimmer, but a big swimming guy.
I love watching.
You like watching swimming. Like every time you do the sports page, you're mentioning every swimmer and the medals they won.
Well, I think swimming's very popular in the Olympics. Like,
I agree.
One of the most popular sports.
I know it's popular. Yeah.
I think the top three things are probably swimming, gymnastics, track and basketball.
I was going to throw basketball. Track and field's up there.
That's
not
true.
Sure what what level. But
I know at night on Mike Tirico on the NBC, I mean, you can watch it on like five channels on the TV. There, if you want to watch badminton, watch badminton. You want to watch ping pong, watch ping pong. Table tennis. Yeah. Ron would be offended. But it's up there. But you guys were arguing because Cakes is out on swimming.
Yeah, he's not a big swimming guy.
It doesn't captivate me. Maybe I'm just not giving it the full chance. Maybe I'm not giving it the run that I need to. I see it, and I'm not intrigued by it.
I like it just because most races are within, I don't know, a foot.
Right.
A swimmer, a winner would get the gold by a foot, foot and a half. And then I just love Rowdy Gaines,
yeah,
former Olympian. And I just love how hyped up he gets.
Yeah.
Try and pull some Rowdy Gaines audio from a big race.
Okay.
Like the last, 25 meters or something.
He had the back padding machine yesterday when I was watching, because I think he predicted the American team was going to finish in, and I might be wrong with the numbers, like 6:29.4 or something like that. Mm-hmm. And he was like, it came in 6:29.4.
He nailed the time. Good for him.
No,
but anyway, Kornheiser also mentions that you don't necessarily understand the scoring and some of the nuances with things like gymnastics.
I think she's probably the most famous Olympic athlete. And you know what I mean by Olympic athlete. It eliminates basketball and tennis and golf. Most famous Olympic athlete in the world, certainly in America, either her or Katie Ledecky. But I think more people watch women's gymnastics than watch swimming. I will just say this, and I have to be honest. I watched this today. I don't really understand what I'm watching. For me, it's like diving. I don't know what's good and what's not good. If you don't fall down, I think you're great. And personally, I couldn't even get up on the balance beam. I could not. I could not stand on the balance beam. I could not get on those that floor, that exercise where you go from bar to bar. So God bless them all. Let's take a break.
Uneven bars.
Coming up, your bears uneven decide. Bars. The uneven bars.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I don't want to be on any.
Well, so
it's a great point.
I find gymnastics personally much more captivating than swimming.
No, it is captivating because what they're doing is it's amazing.
Right, you marvel at the twist feet.
Yes, the twist. Yeah. But also the speed, especially in the floor exercise, how fast they go.
But Tony's right. I was locked in yesterday watching, rooting hard for USA and Simone. And I'm watching her on the balance beam, and I see her almost stumble off the beam. And I go, oh, man, that's going to cost her.
Right.
I'm watching her on the floor exercise. She steps out of bounds twice.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do that. I go, oh, we're gonna blow this gold medal. Mm-hmm. She stepped out of bounds twice during her routine. What's going on? But I don't understand the judging. I don't understand what's hard, what's good, what's bad, mm-hmm. what you need to avoid.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point of watching sports, is that you can be a schlub armchair quarterback and critique what's going on. Talk about strategy. Talk about what was good. Talk about what was bad. What you would do in a situation. And it's and it's impossible to do for some of these events.
Yeah, the scoring is sometimes difficult to follow, but I mean, she does get deducted points when she's out of bounds.
I know, but yeah. I don't know. But I don't know.
She has a higher bar because it's confusing, but the way they seem to explain it, she has a higher bar because of the degree of difficulty of some of the things that she does. I know, like on the uneven bars, before she went up there, they're like, she might do this, but she might not. And then immediately, like, oh, she took that part out of her routine.
Right.
Yeah, but can you explain what's a good move?
Like the difficulty.
Yeah, and what's
of
a safe
we
move?
Can't.
What's
we're not
a
judges?
No,
we're just randos watching at home.
Well, then
it takes
away from watching the event. If I have no idea what I'm watching, it's almost worthless to me.
Well,
at least in swimming, I know if you're faster,
it's all about speed.
You get the gold medal.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure that they probably
are diving. I got no idea what I'm watching.
But they're probably explaining it, but we're just not listening to it.
No. I'm watching, and the commentator is going, "Oh, here we go. Here's the blank blank move."
It was a double twist and a double flip. I can't keep track sometimes of the amount of flips or twists.
Yeah.
I just have to take their word for it.
I just basically look at it and say they're all doing the same things. It seems like they're comparable as long as they don't fall out of bounds or fall down, they're going to have a good score.
And then
they take the difficulty score out of 10 and they take the execution score out of 10 and they add them together and then they deduct. So that's why sometimes you'll see scores of 14.6.
And then they're all doing this twist when they're in a pistol squat with a leg out and they're all turning like the 720 degrees. But I don't know whose is better.
No.
I can't stand watching these events, especially ones with judges. I don't get it.
I like it just because I can't believe how fast they are and how many spins and twists and flips they can do and then land.
It does seem pretty incredible. The other thing that's crazy is, like, the American team, there's a 16-year-old girl on the team.
Yeah, they're so
now
young.
I think she wasn't one of the main competitors in the team competition. She may not even have competed. Like, she may have been an alternate, but young girls can compete in this. The other thing, too, Simone Biles, do you know how tall she is?
4'8".
4'8"? Yeah. My 7-year-old, I believe, just measured out at 4'2".
Well, they're all tiny. Gymnasts are tiny.
Yeah.
I mean, the men are tiny, too.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those men are probably 5'3".
I just put it up as the Scotty's Vodka poll of the day. Do you understand what you're watching during the gymnastics events during the Olympics? You can vote at Junks Radio. That's brought to you by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV.
Bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down, but never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. By my math, that's 20 years. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.